Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. In retrospect, we probably should have scheduled this next interview to run tomorrow. Taco Tuesday has become a phenomenon in this country, on par with Throwback Thursday. So consider this segment your preparation for tomorrow.
Dining critic Ann Christensen wrote the cover story on the best tacos in town in the August issue of Milwaukee Magazine, and she is in the studio to share some of what her field work turned up. She explains that what we're talking about here is tacos, not strictly speaking, Mexican food.
So many restaurants have tacos, and they wouldn't consider themselves a Mexican restaurant, or maybe an authentic, you know, that's not what they're trying to do. But for better or worse, if you take a flour or corn tortilla and you put some really delicious ingredients inside, wrap it up, it's, you know, it is a sandwich. It is a different form of sandwich.
So you come down on that because there's that whole philosophical debate. Is a taco a sandwich?
I mean,
it is. It's a thing. It's a thing like a sandwich.
Right.
It's a vehicle the way a sandwich is.
Exactly.
A vehicle.
I mean, I guess you could. This is a dumb term, I think, but you could call it a handheld. I mean, it's if something is wrapped in some carbohydrate like bread, a tortilla. And it has a filling, and you can eat it in your hand. I mean, that to me is somewhat a sandwich, right? Does that have to be bread? Does it have to be a bun?
You know, we brought this up at the State Fair the other day. Is a cream puff a sandwich? I think, strictly speaking,
maybe
it
anything
it's like
that
a whipped
has
cream
a
sandwich.
Filling,
yeah.
You know, in a way. But yeah, it was so interesting to me about this was, again, just the vehicle, the way it's done and how much it's gone away from like the traditional al pastor, or, you know, carne asada taco with, you know, cilantro and onion,
right,
to these, you know, creations that are, you know, so different and unusual.
It's almost a shame that there can't be another word for it, and that taco doesn't just connote the strict Mexican tradition of the taco,
right,
as opposed to.
But I love that. And that's ultimately what I want. I want that really traditional, the corn tortilla. And trust me, I have friends that'll be like, oh, I always have to have a flour tortilla. I don't like corn. I'm like, what do you mean? Corn is great. Sometimes it's double, you know, it's the two corn.
You're not
corn
talking
tortillas.
Necessarily about the crunchy corn tortilla,
no,
the crunchy corn envelope.
I grew up
though.
On that though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And I do believe there is a place for that. There is a place for that.
And it is all over the napkin, is what
that is. Exactly right. With ground beef.
Right?
And
a little
and
grease dripping off of it.
Maybe some cheddar cheese on there and tomato and lettuce. Yum. And maybe some hot sauce.
That is a traditional taco suburban. It's the taco of the suburbs.
You know, but I was traveling while I was doing this story, and I was in another city where you could get a crisp hard shell. A lot of times it was a purple corn tortilla that was flash fried on the outside, so it was hardened, and it was like those hard shell, but so much better. The ones that you and I must have, you,
right,
I'm sure,
right,
you had as a kid too.
Right. The old El Paso ones,
yes,
or whatever they were. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say you are in the mood for something more traditional, as you were just describing. Corn tortilla or flour tortilla, say. Let's talk about where you can go and really, you know, really do tacos right in Milwaukee.
There are so many great places. That's the beauty of it. A lot of them are going to be on the south side. You can just go to El Rey Market and their Taco Loco inside and, you know, get chorizo or chicken or pork, steak, your pick. There are places on National and Lincoln Avenue. El Commodore is one that comes to mind. Great Pastor Tacos. El Tsunami. They have fish tacos, but they also do really great pastor and chorizo, chicken. And, I mean, just really homey, casual little places you go and sit in at a counter. And
right. One of the beauties of the taco is that it is not an expensive entree.
No. And you know, you're going in and a lot of times you're having one, two, maybe three homemade salsas that you can have either on, you know, you can put it on your taco. You can have it with chips. Sometimes it's a pico de gallo. I mean, I could just talk about salsas. There's so many great ones. There's a place, one of my favorites, I just wish they had more, their hours were more extended than they are, but it's called Carnitas Don Lucho or Don Luco. It's kind of in the shadow of St. Josephat's Basilica.
So it's on Lincoln, right?
Right. And they're open Fridays through Sundays until they sell out, and they open really early in the morning. And you walk inside, and essentially right in the dining room, you're going to see at the counter, they've got the carnitas right there and these huge links of chorizo. They're slicing it up. You can get them by the pound, take them home. A lot of people do that and just make their tacos at home. Or they'll make a really beautiful corn tortilla a taco for you with whatever you want on it. And I think a lot of restaurants know that Americans sometimes want cheese and tomatoes. But if you want to go, you know, that really traditional style, they're going to put, you know, raw onion and some cilantro and fresh lime and you're good to go. I mean, that's to me, like, that's all I really want or need, you know. But they have these wonderful homemade salsas at this place, and the carnitas are just melt in your mouth. They're so good.
Now, there are 25 taco places on this list, and I was glad to see there's one on the list that I've not yet been to, but we have friends who swear by this place, which they affectionately refer to as gas station tacos, and that is Chilango Express.
Yeah, Chilango Express. I was going to actually mention that one, too. You know, it's hard to sell people on the idea of a restaurant that maybe is adjacent to a gas station, but it's so welcoming and friendly inside. You can see behind the counter that they make their own corn tortillas right there. You get this taco and the meat is warm. The tortilla is warm. It tastes fresh. It's a great taco. And yes, it's affordable. Okay, you can get it easily to go. Really friendly little place.
Sounds like you'd want to eat it right there while it's still warm.
Yes. I mean, I would say yes. Here's a tip to you, too. I don't know if you like lamb, but on the weekends they have lamb as a special. You can get that and then, you know, bring it, either have it there or bring it with you.
It's like one part taco, one part gyro.
Exactly. And then you can make your own tacos that way as well. So, yeah, you got to check it out. 68th and Lincoln.
Fantastic. Let's talk about, you know, some of the places, some other salsa highlights, because I think as you bring up, like, you could do an article on salsas alone.
Yeah, I was going to say that there's a restaurant called Quixote that's like on 55th and Blue Mound, so it's really like right around the Miller Park area.
Right.
But they do a really interesting green salsa that's smooth and creamy and really, I mean, you definitely get the sense that there's avocado in it, which is a common sort of salsa where it might have an avocado base. But there are green salsas that'll have a tomatillo base, and some of them will be very spicy.
Right.
There are red salsas that are just mostly fire. You know, they're chili and tomato. There are ones that are more chunky, might even have carrots and, you know, green pepper.
And salsa is really a subjective
condiment
because, I mean, I remember we visited friends in San Diego years ago, and they were raving about the salsa at this restaurant that they went to, and we went there, and it tasted like ragu.
Oh, really?
Which was the strangest. It was a very sweet tomato-y salsa, and also very not. It was very smooth, which, you know, and again, they swore by this place and they loved the salsa, and I did not.
Yeah, you know, it is a super subjective sort of thing. I mean, I like a lot of different styles of salsa. I think ultimately my favorites probably are more of a pico de gallo, which is going to be chopped, not finely, not pureed, not pulpy, and not like a sauce really either. More like a condiment, a chunky condiment. And I like heat. But I think it should have a little bit of sugar in it. So just to bring that, you know, a little bit of sweetness to it. But I don't want, I think that's very interesting and maybe very regional to wherever you were traveling.
And I would not have expected it in San Diego, California. But
yeah, I don't know. One of the things I really looked for and was excited to find were places that made their own tortillas, kind of like Chilango Express. It's not as common as you think. But there are some places out there that will do their own corn tortillas.
You mentioned lamb a few minutes ago. You also write about a place that makes tacos with goat meat.
Yeah, exactly. It's called El Cabrito. I don't know my Spanish, but I think the name of the restaurant actually refers to that. Goat, you can have it in various ways, but yeah, inside a taco. That is a great place, and not just for tacos. And that's the thing about this, too. That's why I thought this could have been a bigger story, is that a lot of these little Mexican places are great for a lot of different things. But yeah, some really terrific goat tacos.
What's your feeling on the concept of a breakfast taco?
I like it. I do have one in here.
Mad Rooster.
Mad Rooster, which is absolutely not a Mexican place at all. But I do like a breakfast taco. I remember being in Santa Fe and having one, maybe one of the better ones I have ever had. And it just tasted perfect on that morning. To me, eggs, cheese, salsa, and avocado.
It's really not that different than a breakfast burrito. It's just folded differently.
Yeah, exactly. So I just think the fillings are so perfect. Eggs are so conducive to, I think, a taco filling or, yes, a burrito filling.
Was there a taco out there when you set out to do this? Was there one taco that surprised you in particular?
In a good way?
In a good way, yes. We won't ask you to talk about the ones that surprised you the other way.
Right. Definitely Don Lucho. I'd heard about it from other people. They were like, oh, you really got to get in this place. I wasn't expecting the meat to be as good as it was, because a lot of times I think you'll find, and sometimes at the taco trucks, that the meat is prepared ahead of time and then it's put on the griddle and it's kind of fried up again. Right. And it's going to be crispy, and that's fine, but it isn't going to feel like it was just cooked and it's melting in your mouth and it's, you know. And that one just struck me as just really, really excellent.
Well, as always, you've made us all hungry. So, Ann, thanks.
Thanks.
Ann Christensen is senior editor and dining critic at Milwaukee Magazine. Her story on the city's top tacos is the cover story in the current issue.